Welcome to Skills Journey, hosted by Emil Rovenheimer and Yanni Brofenboer from PopUp, the People Upliftment Program. This is your passport to a transformative journey where we uncover the power of skills together. Welcome back to Skills Journey. We are super excited to be in season 3 with Skills Journey. So Emil, yeah, it is so good to just be back. And today we have a very special guest with us. Everyone at Radio Impact actually know Adele Bosshoff. So Adele, welcome. We are so glad you're here today.
Good evening. Thank you so much, Yanni.
Yeah. On Skills Journey season 3, we decided we want to actually record and have discussions with people who you would not necessarily have seen before. And as we asked Adele, because we work with you all the time, and you are the connection for the pop-up team to Impact, and you have such a passion for community, and obviously with the radio station, it's evident that you are so passionate about people and Jesus. So will you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Yes.
Thanks, Yanni. Yes, I will. I just love this that we're having this conversation. I think it's such a wonderful opportunity to share hearts.
Yes.
And so I'm Adele Bosshoff, and I'm the station assistant / program manager / servant heart here at Impact Radio. And like you said, I'm a connector, and I just love people. So God just really has positioned me in a place where I can really love on and serve people. But I'm also somebody who's, I believe, a great leader. And I lead from a place of doing and acting and seeing the need before others, and also seeing what God has put in people. So I like to bring out the best in people. And when I see they have these specific skills, I like to make sure I grow those skills within them and then ask God to release them into whatever purpose He has for them. So that's a big part of what I do. But also connected to that, I'm a relations person. So I'm a big part of what I do at Impact Radio is relationship building. I love just having conversations with people and strengthening relationships between Impact Radio, which is a media, a voice for the community, and the community. So I'm that connection point to the community. I like to hear what's going on and kind of keep a hand on the pulse, or whatever you say there, in terms of what's going on in our community, and then giving it a voice. So especially, for instance, for PopUp, or there's lots of organizations that we work with that are doing such great work, but nobody hears about it. And so it's just wonderful to have an opportunity and a platform that is the voice for so many people in our community in terms of what they're doing. So that's a little bit about what I do and my role here. And I love what I do. Every day I say, Lord, thank you for this great opportunity to bring hope and encouragement to our community.
That's so good. Adele, for the pop-up team, you've been exactly that. And that's why we said for Skills Journey, because we're talking about skills.
Yes.
And we hear your voice often, but we don't necessarily understand or know exactly what the skills are that you would need to end up in Impact Radio or in radio. So that's why we thought, let's open the doors today and make it very practical and local for you. You just walked across the room, down the hallway, to actually come to the interview. So we are super thankful for today and, just your heart. So thank you so much also for joining us today.
Yeah, and I think that for me, the skills for media and for radio, and I mean this goes for television, for many skills, specifically in the media space, if you want to be in that space. And this is why I love the skills development in this program, because it gives people a better understanding about the industry and what is needed and what is required. And they're practical skills that is required. You need a great voice. You need to, and actually even more so, you need to be a great personality. So I don't know if you've heard, on many radio platforms, sometimes you get a presenter that actually doesn't have a very good voice. He even might stutter a little bit or have a lisp or something like that. So you think to yourself, wow, this guy actually has, he hasn't got a great voice, but he is just amazing.
Sure.
Because he's got this beautiful personality that comes across and he's a great communicator. So for me, in radio and in media, the most key thing and the thing that we love to upskill and to skill our presenters on is how to communicate
sure.
well.
Yeah, that's okay.
How to take something and put it across that people understand it better. Hmm. And so the biggest skill for us is that you're a great communicator. That's the most important. And that you have a personality that resonates with others.
Yeah.
And that for me is like top there in terms of the skills for radio. But if I can also say, for me personally, my journey here at Impact Radio, what opened the doors for me to be part of Impact Radio, the skills that I needed for even to be considered, I would say was four things. Mm. And one of the, for me, the biggest one was attitude.
Sure.
So there were many people that my station manager could have considered calling when they were looking for somebody to assist you at the station. But the one day I received a call from him, he said, you know, Adele, you just had such a great attitude when I met you. I just said, I have to have her in my organization. Yeah. And I've come to realize that attitude goes such a far way when it comes to looking for somebody. You might not even be skilled in much. Like I was not skilled in much. I said to him, right now I have a grade 12. I don't have many skills. Mm. But he said, you have the right attitude.
Sure.
And then it was attitude. And then the next thing was the willingness to learn.
Yes,
because when he had the conversation, I said that I don't have many skills to do media. I don't have much in terms of communication or presenting or production, but I'm so willing to learn. Teach me anything, I'll be a sponge, and even to this day, I have a heart for learning. We did training just this week, you know, new training, and we're sitting there learning about how to present and how to do podcasts. And if you are somebody who has come to a place where you're like, well, I know it all. You can't teach me anything. That is a dangerous place to be.
Yeah.
You need to be willing to constantly learn, whether you're 16, whether you're 30, whether you're 60, 70. Always ask God to show me, what can I learn that's new this year?
Yeah,
how can I challenge myself?
Mm. Thank
and
you
then
either.
The next thing is seeing people. So I really felt like that is something that I also saw people. So in my interaction with people, one of the things that my station manager at the time that called me to be part of this organization saw was that I would see people. I would see them not just go, hi, how are you? But I'd be genuinely interested in people and who they are. And then the next one was just being resilient. Mm. And it is something that I don't know if it's you're born with resilience. I think life teaches you resilience. It's something that I'm trying to teach my own children to be resilient, because it's one thing. If you have resilience, you can bounce back, because life will always knock you down. And this is the one thing that through the time here at Impact Radio, there have been many a time that I've made so many mistakes and I've gone, whoa, this could really knock the wind out of my sails in terms of, I don't know if I can get up from this. Mm. I don't know if we can bounce back from this as an organization. But in going, okay, I'm going to dust myself off and ask God, God, where do I start to get myself back on track and to get Impact back on track? Mm. To moving in the right direction, whether it staff or whether it whatever financially, but being resilient and going, you know what, we're not going to let this get us down. Let's see and seek God's heart and get back on track.
Yeah, so good.
And I felt those are the things that got me really into Impact. And over the years, those are the things that have kept me here and kept me growing.
Adele, that's so incredible. And there's something here that I'd like to press into, specifically the experience that most people have of radio. So, you know, the face of radio, I suppose, the voice of radio rather, is the presenters. It's the people that we hear, that we engage with every day, that has such an influence kind of in the city. But to some extent, we've got the opportunity today to look beneath the hood, to peek behind the curtain, if you will. There is such a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes for a radio station to actually work. And probably that's disproportional to the impact that the kind of voice and hope that you broadcast into the city has, because people don't notice those skills and those competencies and those capabilities that make these voices possible that we love so much. And so what would be really interesting, Adele, is from your perspective, what is it about radio that attracted you? What is it that you think radio is? What is it to you?
Sure. I mean, for me, I think I can sum it up in one sentence, but I am going to go back a little bit because it's very true what you say. What you hear on radio is the entertainment, the fun, the outworking of all the preparation and work that's gone behind the scenes.
Yes.
And so it's very lekker because it's like radio is lekker. You're listening, it's like, yeah, hearing the music and the fun conversations, and it's entertaining and it makes you laugh. But in the background, you're very right. There's been a lot of work put into it. And I mean, if I had to go through just like a day in my life, you'd be like, whoa, you know, because there's clocks, what you see in terms of what the presenter plays from, the music, the adverts, the little promos, the programming, and getting the right program to play on the right day that links up with Focus on Family's website so that the titles link up and everything matches. And it's all a lot of planning and programming that goes into that. And it takes a team, not one individual. So I cannot say it's me. It's together with the team I've created with software that is amazing, a system that can work so it can take a lot of work off us. So it's a very automated kind of systems that we've set up once off that now run things, but we do have to obviously program a lot of that stuff. So there's a lot of practical things that goes into the background of running a radio station, including you're dealing with presenters who are very creative, strong-willed, and so there's this constant like, I want to do this and I want to do this. And the whole time you're having to bring them back, it's not about you. It's not about you. It's about the listeners. It's about people out there. What do they want to hear? Not what I want to hear, not my opinion. So you have to rein these really strong personalities in a little bit always and say, what did God, you know, what you have to line it up with what God and the vision of what God wants us to do as a platform. So there's a lot of that happening in the background. But we will always, and I will always know the main thing must always be the main thing. And what God has put us here for is to spearhead and to be the spearhead into the city for us to communicate the message of hope, encouragement, and upliftment so that people can become all who God intended them to be.
Yeah.
And so it resonates with me because as an individual, I'm somebody who loves people, who sees people first. And as an organization, that is our mission. We see you first. Mm. We see what God wants to do in you first. And we plan everything from there out. So if we keep the main thing, which is you, the person that God sees and loves, and we go, God, what must we do to be able to encourage you? What must we do to bring you hope? What must we do to say, God, you know where this individual is today. They're feeling hopeless. They're feeling, I cannot continue. How today, what song can I play? What encouragement can I give that person to continue to tomorrow? And it is so wonderful to have a platform where you can speak to one individual and ask God for the message for that one, and then to also get the message from that individual to say, or that person to say, for some reason, this just touched my heart.
Yeah.
I've had many a time where I've picked up the phone. There was one evening where I was working a bit late, and the reception phone kept ringing, and I was like, okay, let me just answer it. And it was somebody who had happened to come upon Impact. And she said to me, I just need to tell you that I had to pull over because I'm weeping.
Sure.
I was actually going to go onto another station, and you were just before that station. And as I went past you, I heard the song, and it just resonated with my spirit.
Sure.
And I decided I was going to end my life today.
Yeah.
And I stopped at your station.
Incredible.
And the song touched me so deeply.
Sure.
That I've realized I have a reason to live. And when you hear testimonies like that, you realize the magnitude of the purpose of what we do and the goal of what we have here and the platform that we have to be able to do something great,
yes.
To be able to give people something that can really just journey with them to be a better version of themselves, to be who God intended them to be, and to see the purpose and the plans that He has for them in their lives. And so I think my one sentence answer after all of that is really just to uplift and encourage and to use this platform to reach the hearts of people in our city and at large.
Obviously. That is amazing, Adele. I do want to double click on something here because I think, you know, we've spoken about the personalities, and that's what most of us experience with radio, but there's such a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes, and I don't really think that a lot of people recognize radio as one of those few places where literally every second of the programming is planned for 24 hours a day. That it's an enormous undertaking, and there's massive attention to detail, and there's huge accountability in that as well. But something that you mentioned, Adele, that drew my attention is because you're dealing with such a strong team of 18 players, really, there's a huge coaching skill that you're employing to kind of keep the ship, focusing in the right direction and keep people focusing on the right stuff. So it's really cool to get some insight into the radio space and understand what are those skills behind the scenes that we don't necessarily associate with radio that plays such a big role in making all of this work and spreading this hope into the city. Don't you want to just reflect on some of these two skills and some of the other skills that you think makes radio work?
Yeah, so there's a few for me, like key skills in a media space, and I think this probably goes out into many other spaces. But I do think for media, it is something that really does help take the radio station forward. And I think for me, number one is relational.
Oh, wow.
Because everything that you do on radio is relational. Radio has moved very much away from being I speak at you to I speak with you.
Yes.
It's a conversation. So whether you're a presenter having a conversation with you, the listener, or whether you're having a conversation with people out there in your community, because we a community radio station, we connect with our community, it's all building relationships. So key skills for me, for our organization and for presenting and so forth, is relational. And I think just to zoom in on that, the right relationships as well.
That's good, yeah.
So you can build relationships with anybody in our community, but I feel like you've also got to know what is healthy relational connections and what is something that your organization, what are the relational connections you want to have as an organization? Mm. Who do you want to be connected to?
Mm.
What relationships do you want to have and with who? And I think this goes for even you personally in your life. God put us on this world, and one of His big things was relationship with Him, with people around us. And He speaks so much of this in the Bible. There's so many scripture verses around this. And I think it's the one thing that we attacked on the most.
Sure.
even in our companies and our relationships, building relationships with other organizations, there's a tack on that, especially when it's supposed to be something that's a healthy. There seems to be like sometimes just a breakdown in communication or something that attacks that. And we need to, for me, be intentional about having good relationships and the right good relationships.
Yeah.
And so that's for me definitely one. I think other key things is you need to be able to make things happen. So one of my big things is that
like
I'm
that
an
one.
Activator.
Yes, you are.
So you can't sit, you know, you must come up. For me, John C. Maxwell training, we do quite a bit of it. And he's always like, you have to see things before others. But then don't just see it, like,
do something
about it. If the more you wait on something, you have a great idea. And we've, unfortunately, we've had some things that we've come up with great ideas, but then we didn't act on it soon enough, and somebody else did it, and are doing it great. And then we just want to kick ourselves because we're like, oh, if only we'd run with that sooner.
Sure.
If only we'd just done it.
Mm.
Sometimes what we feel in our organizations is that everything has to be perfect before we start. And what we've come to realize very quickly is just start. Just start doing the small steps towards something that you'd like to achieve, and you'll see it will fall into place. But do.
Progress,
don't.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Adele, I have a question because if I remember correctly, so you might have to help me, did Impact not have a campaign on doing solar?
Yes.
Can you, as we have to land our conversation for today, just tell us about that, where did it come from, what happened, and then the outcome.
Yes. So it was actually so beautiful because what we realized was, and it was something when we sat and we were, as a team, we love having these conversations about the organization, what God is doing and where we're going and what we're doing. And it came out very clearly in our conversation that we're doing a lot of focusing on keeping us on air.
Sure.
And not enough on what God wants us to do and getting out there. So we were very internally focused, and we were running up to the mountain to fill generators to keep our transmitters on. We were trying to keep generators going here. So there were most of our time was and energy was put into trying to just keep the radio station going, trying to make sure our main studio stayed on and our transmitter stayed on. And there were times where all of us were off and we had a plug running straight to our generator, just keeping the main studio and server on and our transmitter on. And we were running like that. And eventually I just said, whoa, 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 this is pause.
Yeah.
This is not how God wants us to run.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's come up with ways that we can stop running in this like permanently chasing just to keep us on air and start moving into a place where we can be on air and be secure on air and then do focus on the things that God really wants us to focus on as an organization. And we came up with the Power On campaign. We were like, why don't we ask our listeners to help us get solar? Then we don't have to rely on power issues and so forth. So, and then we launched that Power On to keep radio going for generations to come, that we don't have to rely. God, that's what we felt God really wanted us to do. And it was a complete miracle because within 2 weeks, we had almost made all the funds we needed to install solar panels, a whole solar system. And today we're running completely off-grid.
Wow.
And in that year, we also did a borehole, which gave us water. And we've had so many times where we've had no water in this specific area. And because of that borehole, we've been able to keep running seamlessly. And now it's not a concern anymore. Now we can focus on really what God wants us to focus on. And isn't that a great testimony to what God can do? And if we just step back and say, Lord, this is not working, let's rethink it and let's do something that can really make us thrive as an organization better than what society puts on us, you know.
I do believe, and I've seen this in our city specifically, the impact that Impact has. And so really thank you for being here today and for being vulnerable and sharing this amazing testimony. And I know you have a couple more, but for today's conversation, we're pausing it here. And
Yeah, Yanni and Adal, there's so much hidden beauty to unpack here. I'm reminded about that story about the Pool of Bethesda, where the Spirit just kind of hovers over the water and it moves and it makes that hope visible, right? The water's always there. But what impact does is it makes this hope visible in our city. It tells these stories. It gives us a grip on understanding all of these incredible things that are happening in our city. And thank you for serving us so well.
Thank you. And thank you for the opportunity. And if I can just say, one of the things that I feel for impact has been a key thing is also just saying yes to God, saying yes when He prompts us to do something. And sometimes God wants us just to say yes. Mm-hmm. And we said yes right in the beginning, and we continue to say yes to God, and continue to be obedient. And we just feel that's how God uses us in our yeses.
Amen.
So thank you for the opportunity, guys.
Thank you, Adal. Let's say yes.